But we are going to have Nick,
Yeah.
you going to share testimony on the mission. And the scripture as we're going to quote is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
这个地方是第二章的第十节，是他的定位。我们原是主舍造成的，要让我们行，神让我们所行的善。这就，这是我们离开那。He's
going to show us some pictures about the mission trip. 牧师会把是他们洪都拉斯的宣教旅程的一些。
图片给我们看。我们当天晚上是我们5点半出发，当天晚上，我们到了当地旅馆差不多1点钟，这是我们住的旅馆，它叫 Hotel International， 就是机场附近，离机场15分钟一个旅馆。这是我们第一顿的 breakfast， 这是他们的经典的。 饮食了，就是一桌那个红豆，一个玉米饼，鸡蛋，还有一片肉。这是我们回来在萨尔瓦多转机的时候，take一个照片。没有声音。没声音。 听不见吗？我可以听见。那教会听不见吗？那是教会设置问题。
潘弟兄，听见我说话吗？可以听到，网上可以听到。你们打一个
chat 问问潘弟兄能不能听见，网上能听见。因为你们，教会里听不到，教会听不到是那个，有一个。 有一个 audio 那个很细的，没有插在 computer 里边 ，computer 要插三个，一个电源，一个是那个 HDMI， 一个是那个 计算机上有三个，一个是 HDMI， 一个是电源，都在左边。 连着，左边就是那个，一个头分三段的那个 audio。
牧师，你说一下，我说行。
那个现在说的，
现在可以了吗？现在能听见了吗？
哎，护士，你可以继续说。
那现在能听见了？
你可以讲，我讲一遍。我不可以讲。
那谁发小问教会能不能听见？教会能听见了吗？那么我们在那边只是我们做了那个 VBS， 那么这是我们回到基地以后，第二天回到基地以后晚上大家做那个 VBS， 这个是那个他们pack 那个六个 color 那个珠子，就是每一个 color 都有不同的那个属灵的意思，像红的、黑的啊，蓝的、绿的、yellow 的、blue 的啊。我们共做了四场 VBS， 第一场是我们在山上，第二场是在那个没关系。在那个第二场是在这个蓝盖城儿童中心，就是前面两个都是山上的和山下的儿童中心。第三场是我们去了另外一间教会，是由那个费城他们教会。第四场时间很短，因为时间很紧，是我们主持的，就是四场 VBS。四场 VBS 呢，结果大概有200个孩子，孩子比去年少一点，去年大概四场下面有300个孩子。那么呢，我们也参与了这个，就是 participate 那个 chicken coop， 就是鸡舍，就是把鸡要圈起来，就是因为他们都到处游走，蛋都不知道下到哪去了。这是我们借在山上借一个鸡舍。另外我们也去了，同样去了那个监狱施工，这是我们在监狱外边的一个合影照。我们在监狱里边见证完了，给他们发一些生活用品。那么这个呢，这是我们在监狱里边，这是穿白色的 T 恤，这是第一个愿意信主走上台阶的一个弟兄。总共有22个弟兄决志信主的一天。我们有四个人做了见证，包括 James。这是我们一个在那边六天一个简短的一个回顾。那么接下来呢，我们就请那个1、2、3、4、5、6、7、8，我们名字都放在这儿了。Jason、Michael、Moving、Brian、Andrew、Emma、Hannah、James， 按顺序我们分享，他们一些个人感受和所看到的、所听到的啊，所发生的一些事情。希望能借着这个，我们有一个彼此的鼓励，荣耀主。下边就我们Jason。我这个就停留在这儿，接着就开始来分享啊。我们又是分享的时候呢，把那摄像头打开。
Yes, you need to unmute.
Okay. So this was my second time on the trip to Honduras, and there were a lot of similarities from the last trip, but I still learned from this second trip. Primarily, what surprised me still was the faith of the Honduras people, especially the Tolpan tribe on the mountain. The stick and dirt houses and lack of all the utilities, despite them still being able to worship God and have as much, if not more, faith than we currently have. Also got to see on the mountain, the toilet from last year that we started was finished by another group. And it was exciting to see that their condition was slowly improving through our work there. And I was still reminded by the strength of the local people there, as they were much better at the physical activity than us. And their faith was continuing to serve them. And once again, was surprised at the prison where the prisoners converted. And it was exciting to see that many people convert on the spot from the testimonies of the youth and the parents, which were impactful. The trip itself further opened my eyes even after the last year's trip, as I could notice more. And I was more observant of what was going on there. And while there were difficulties up in the mountain, there were more toilets this time at least, and their situation was improving through the work we were doing. Also got to learn more about the program of the children's centers, of which sponsoring children to provide them with meal service and learning. It was great to learn. So I praise the Lord for giving us this opportunity to learn more about Him through this trip, where we could see His faith and God's work being put there. And we got to take place in it and learn from it.
Andy兄弟要summary一下吗？教会能听见了吗？还是听不见呢？ 那就Michael，Michael，would you please continue？
Hello everyone. My name is Michael, and today I will be sharing about how the reason that I got baptized in Honduras, and it brings me immense joy to share my faith journey with all of you. I've been going to this church for 9 years now. And looking back, I can say that it has been nothing but a blessing to me. I thank God every day for leading me to this church and for introducing me to some of the most amazing people who I now consider my second family. To be honest, when I first started church, like back in second grade, I only did it so I could check it off my list of things to do on a Sunday. I did not find any joy in sitting through a sermon. I cared little for fellowship after service. My life as a sinner was far more appealing to me compared to what seemed like a mundane lifestyle for a Christian. Of course, that was only because I did not understand the magnitude of what it was like to have the chains of sin broken off from me. However, all of that changed when I went to the mission trip to Honduras this past week. That experience truly changed me as a person and transformed me. Transformed my relation with God, my help. My heart was touched by incredible expressions of faith and resilience displayed by the people in Honduras. Despite the challenges they faced, their unwavering trust in God left an incredible mark on my soul. Through their love and hospitality, I experienced a profound encounter with the divine love of Christ when we went to the mountains for 2 days to visit a village. Their genuine faith and sacrificial love stirred a longing with me to deepen my relationship with our Savior. I witnessed firsthand the immense suffering and hardships endured by the impoverished communities. During the visit to a prison, three of us missionaries shared our testimonies with everyone in the prison. So the jailers, us, and the pastor there were very impactful. One of my fellow missionaries, James, had a very incredibly powerful testimony that was very inspiring. And I feel like it strengthened my relationship with Christ. And as I reflected on my past and myself now, I realized the need for a personal declaration of my commitment to God. Baptism became the natural response to my new relationship with Him, a symbol of my desire to align my life with His purposes. God has poured out His grace on me bountifully, and it has changed my life for the better. For example, my family relationships were broken, and I used to be very irritable and quick to anger with them for reasons that I felt were justified at the time. But through God's guidance, I came to realize the importance of loving my family, even if I felt like they did not deserve it. Who am I to deny serving the undeserving when I know that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords laid down His life for a wretched sinner like me? Love is not something that can be self-taught. It is bestowed upon us by God's grace. I know that I still have much to learn by much maturing to do as a Christian, and I'm bound to make mistakes every now and then, but I'm no longer afraid of the future because I know that God is always with me. I've reached a point in my life where I want to express my growing love for God by getting baptized and declaring to the world that I am dead to sin and regenerated in Christ. I would like to thank God, this church, and everyone who has played a role in my faith journey so far. I know that my journey is far from over, but I am excited to see what the future holds. Thank you.
Thank you. 那么他也认识到神保守他的家庭，那很多神的爱并不是我们的好行为能够证得的，而是神的恩典，他愿意跟随神那个荣耀神，大概是这样的情况。Next in the 牧林。 Microphone.
你要我说中文吗？
讲中文也可以。
我是在第一次去Honduras， 真的我在Honduras trip说过， 我不记得为什么想要去这个trip， 但是我跟我妈两个人都去了。 在这个trip上， 有两个 church 去，很多人从美国飞到 Honduras 去 missionary trip 看这些人怎么live。 在这个地儿，所有的人到 Honduras 有一个很特别的 environment。 所有的人就可以以这8天就忘一下真的我们在美国在干什么，在worry什么，就在 Honduras worry Honduras的东西，就想 今天干什么，夏天干什么，和所有的人就是特别高兴在那儿，就没有什么 worry 的。我在 Honduras 得了 food poisoning， 所以好多的时候我就是很 nauseous， 或者 you know 得去厕所，这样子就是很有的时候很 suffer。 但是在我是 reminded 有一个 verse 在 Bible， Romans 8:28。 And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Even though 我在 Honduras 得了这个 food poisoning 很 suffer 有的时候，我在 Honduras 真的是很好的 experience， 看所有的人就这么高兴，没这么多 worry， 和不是只是那个 natives， 就是我们从美国来到 Honduras， 就有真的在那儿有个difference， 在每一个人，就是我们所有的 church gather together， 你就可以看见 God 在我们一块儿，让所有的人就可以干这些东西 for God， 和 God 就 help 我们干这些 VBS 啊，这去 prison， 没有啥东西就是很 disaster， 因为 God 就是我们去 Honduras， 想要去 Honduras 干 God work， 所以 God will work everything for good， 因为我们在干 God work。 所以我在 Honduras 学的就是不用 worry， 这有可能就不那么好 organize， 或者好 like 有一些 accident 让这个for example 我们 bus breakdown 了一次，但是不用 worry 这些东西，因为我们在干 God work， God 会 work everything for good， it will be okay。 谢谢大家。
好，谢谢牧师。Although we have some incidents, so small things such like 牧林 got lost on the diary does not big disaster。 牧林就是这一碰到这些，他想到一句经文是罗马书8:28，就是我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神得益处，就是按他自己被召的人。Do not need to worry because we do God want to do, so God will make everything smooth, successful. Thank you. 下边是 Brian。Microphone. Brian, your microphone not on.
Yeah, Brian, unmute.
Brian, your microphone is not.
I need to unmute.
Left low corner, unmute. Oh, just click one time. I ask you to unmute.Still not on. Do you say I ask you to? You say I ask you.
就是从教会 unmute 一下 Brian 怎么样？
那个 host 只能 ask， 不能直接 turn off 吧？ 就还能直接 turn on 那个 Brian 呢？ 哦，你看。 那，记得你给他发个那个 text， 就是那个 chat 里边 ，left low corner， unmute click once。 他是在什么 ？iPad，iPad where you？
我给林慧发个 message 吧，看林慧能不能帮。林慧还不如他呢。那林慧在网上吗？林慧用的啥呢？他用的
iPad 可能不是。那叫啥？那 Brian 操作的时候呢，下笔接着先分享吧。 那个 Andrew，
what I learned in Honduras is that really, even with the heat, gas, and less of the things that we have, the Honduran populace still want to be happy and remain usually at their best, which is even more than some Americans who become depressed from their own circumstances. In addition, they aren't as distracted by the heat during vacation Bible school as a lot of the people on the mission trip, including me. Even when there is usually no air conditioning in the building and it's really hot inside. My last point is their love for football. Even for the local tribe, which must have had a hard time communicating with the city from their location, they knew about football, the rules, and strategies to make it even less appeasing to play the sport, even along with the heat and the less purified water to refresh themselves, like in the United States. There's also a lot of cow poop in some of the places on the soccer field, which would usually make a person like me simply not play football on the day. But for the tribe, they still played anyway, generally disregarding the fact that there was a lot of poop in a lot of places. In conclusion, whilst the Hondurans had less than us, they did not fall short on the glory and the love of God and maintained their happiness and their belief.
Andrew大概讲的是，就是当地的孩子们很高兴，而我们在美国这样环境当中还有很多worried不高兴的事情。另外一个就是说， 那个地方是很热的，反正很多，比如说去教会里边，它没有空调，有的那个风扇没有，是非常非常热的。另外一个就是他在那边和孩子们play那个玩那个足球，那个足球可不像在美国那个平平的草地上，他们这个水泥地不大一个水泥场玩，上边很多都是牛粪，所以他那个有一个不错的经历吧，希望能妙神就是说。
Emma.
Andrew 是这次我们年龄最小的队员。嗯。So,
I remember when. I remember when I was little, I was asked, why do you believe in God? And I actually had to think about that question because I didn't really have a good answer. Even though I grew up in church, I went there when I was like little, I only believed because really my parents did, and I never really had a good reason to believe myself. But then now that I'm older, I look back and I see a lot of incidents and times that God showed himself to me, and I could, you know, personally see him for myself and his miracles and his works. And I realized that Honduras is one of them. And I remember that the pastor from the other church, China Grace, Pastor Caleb, he shared that one of his expectations on this trip was to see one of God's miracles. And now that the trip is over, I think I did. I really did see God's miracles in the people of Honduras, in the children during VBS, the people at the village, people near like the home base, and the people at the prison. And this was my second time in Honduras, but it never fails to amaze me how much these people can give despite having so little and despite living in such harsh conditions. You know, like they were smiling and they were waving and they were welcoming us into their home, even though we were complete foreigners and we were still strangers to them. And when I see these acts of kindness and like the smiles on their faces, I wonder that how is this possible? You know, like how can they keep this up despite living in such harsh conditions, like houses made out of mud and houses made out of sticks and sometimes plastic? And then I remember that it's because of God. And because personally, I believe that without God, I don't think this amount of, you know, compassion and love can be shared, but through God it is. So I saw God's work and miracles when I look at the people in Honduras. I saw God's love and I saw his grace and glory. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why I know that God exists. And I will forever praise God and I will always thank him for this experience. And I really hope I can continue to go to Honduras in the future whenever I can. And I think at the end of both my first time and the second time, I think I learned more from the people of Honduras than what we taught them, you know. So again, I'm really glad I got this opportunity for the second time, and I really hope I can continue to serve the Lord whatever way he wants me to in the future.
Oh, 他不知道他为什么信，因为那个父母从小跟着教会，但他回顾过去，虽然渐渐增长，回顾过去的时候，那么他有一些逐渐的明白这个神的救恩。那么尤其在这一次的，在那个旅程当中，他看见了那个神依然在那边工作，神是存在的，神就是说，因着神的恩典，当地人虽然是那些泥土、木头、塑料片。 盖的房子，但他们依然很高兴，希望他讲的是说，希望如果将来调解许可的话，他可以继续去混德拉斯，去share God的那个 grace，谢谢 Anna。
So I'm gonna kind of just like talk about my entire experience really on the trip. So the first thing that we really did was went to the Indian village. And while there, I mean, I think I'd consider myself quite a smiling person. And while there, I'd always try to smile at like everyone I saw. And they always smiled back, and sometimes they even smiled like first, and then I'd be the one smiling back. And every time that happened, it made me really happy, because not even, I think, in America, there's, like, many people who would, like, smile at you like that and stuff. And they genuinely seemed really happy, and, like, they were able to smile at strangers, like, really genuinely. And it just made me really happy to see. And it also made me feel like that, you know, they must have had been in with peace probably because of, you know, God. And every time when we visited the families as well, I would always try to imagine myself living in their home. And it was hard because their homes are like, they're really small, they're really dark. There's like a lot of stuff was like cluttered. And there was also like a lot of bugs, which I don't really do well with. So it was kind of hard. But then at the same time, even with those living conditions, they still like smiled really brightly. And it's kind of heartwarming to see. And when we did the Sunday worship as well, I don't know, I just felt at peace during this time. But then at the same time, I was also kind of upset because with myself, really, because I felt like there was still like this block in my heart, you know, where I wasn't really like feeling like I was really connecting with God yet. And it made me pretty upset. So the night before we left, I remember praying and I was asking God to like use the rest of the trip to really touch my heart or like, I don't know, really make me feel like I was connecting with him. And I think that prayer was answered because when we went to the prison, I think I really felt like something in my heart like changed and I felt like I was being touched. And I think it was a really like connecting experience. And I was also crying a lot, which at first I was really embarrassed by it because I'm pretty sure the girl next to me thought I was really weird. And the, I think a parent behind me like tapped me on the shoulder and like gave me a tissue. And then even afterwards, like there's this parent who like asked me like, oh, were you the one in front of me who was crying a lot? And I was like super embarrassed. But then I think later, as I was praying and stuff, I kind of realized that, you know what, I shouldn't really be embarrassed and that like God really did answer my prayers. And it made me feel a lot at peace. And during this time as well, I was starting to like think about baptism. I already knew about it because my brother got baptized the year before that. So I knew I could do it, but I never really like thought I should until later on during my trip. And I was questioning it a lot. Like I was contemplating my decision because before the trip, I didn't really prioritize God. You know, I always had something else in my mind before him. And I felt like I didn't deserve to be baptized. And I felt like when I came back, people would kind of judge me for that and think that, oh, did you really deserve to be baptized? And it made me a little scared to do it. But I think as the pastors were talking about it, and I also talked with Emma too, and I kind of realized that this was something that I wanted to do. And I felt like during this trip, I really wanted to accept God and I really wanted him to take over my life. And because during the trip, I was like at peace and I felt there was like no worries at all. Like I got diarrhea too, which is something I thought would not happen. But I didn't even think about it. Like I got it and I didn't think about it for the rest of the week. And I felt like I really wanted to spend the rest of my life and I wanted to come back from Honduras with this new type of faith. And I think that's really what made me confirm my decision, even though I was questioning it before. And yeah, then I got baptized. And it was, I think the whole entire journey was really an amazing experience. And we also, with the other church, I think we became pretty good friends with them. And I enjoyed it a lot and I'd hope to come back next year. And I think I regained a lot of lost faith. And I think I really connected with God during this trip and I'm really grateful for it. But yeah.
他主要的就是说他在那个临行前的前一天晚上 他一个很慎重的祷告，就是希望神能touch他的心，因为他呢，虽然说我们从小在教会知道很多有关基督的知识，但是和神没有一个真正的连接那样的感受，所以呢，他的这个祷告在整个行政当中得到神的那个，就是说神回答了他的祷告，应允他的祷告，特别是在监狱里边，在做见证的时候，他的心被神的爱所 touch。 哭得稀里哗啦的，所以后被一个家长，就是给他那个资金，让他操练。他也是希望，再回到红子老师可以 confirm 他的这个所做的决定受尽。我们没有一个人，可以说我现在 I'm deserved baptized. Nobody can say that. So we all by God's grace to be baptized.To be the Christian, to follow him. From the beginning to the end, 从始至终 always because the God's grace, through God's grace. 而且汉娜的感受到一种平安，感受到一种平安。下面我们再回到那个 Brian。
All right. So during my time in Honduras, we saw many things and also helped out with many of the locals there. Although the trip was tiring, I felt that it was worth it. The reason that I felt like the trip was worth it was being given the opportunity to be able to help out the people. We were able to go to the mountains to help the people there build a chicken coop and catch chickens.Although we didn't really help that much with the chicken coop, it was a fun experience. We were also able to do VBS and give things out to the children there, which made me feel pretty good knowing that I was helping the children there. One of my favorite parts about the trip was being able to go to the prison to hear all the testimonies and giving some stuff out to the inmates. We then visited a few more churches and local families to give them some food and other things to help them out.Which also felt pretty good knowing that we were helping them. And we also went to a beach, which was pretty fun. And some people got baptized, which was pretty cool. Overall, I felt that the trip was a very good experience because it really like helped me realize how blessed and lucky I was compared to the people in Honduras.
Okay. Brian 总的这个 trip 很好，一个就是说充满乐趣的这样一个 trip。神给我们很多的机会可以帮助 local 的 people。对他来说最激动人心的还是去监狱里边，那个事工人们的见证，很多人信主。那么最后一天我们去了那个老虎岛的 beach， 也是一个很好的经历，在那边呢。我们有四个优势的受尽，那这是他的一个总体的情况。The last one is James.
Me now? Okay. Hello. So like Jason and Emma, I had also gone to Honduras last year and I returned this year. And I willconfess that unlike them, I was not amazed again at everything that I saw because I had seen it all already. So all the poverty and stuff and the overall program, it was the same. So I wasn't too amazed seeing it all again. Though, of course, I was still happy to continue serving the Hondurans and to interact with my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.So I will talk about what was different this time, and it made a big difference. And that was the prison, which last year was my favorite part of the trip, and it still is. As has been mentioned already, I gave my testimony, and I suppose it was good considering I made a crowd of people cry. But what I did not mention in the testimony, is that the end of it, amazing return or realization of faith, that that happened probably like about 2 weeks ago. So for Honduras, like just a bit over a week before I even gave that testimony. And the context of that was, prior to like mid-June, I had been in a months-long slog of doubting God and self-condemnation for a bunch of reasons that I saw as pathetic, and so I condemned myself even more. But then one night, as I was just continuing to beat myself up, I was reminded of this verse, 2 Corinthians 12:9, in which Paul says that God said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness." And that was very personally affecting to me, because I felt like I wasn't enough, but with God, I was, and he was the only thing that made a difference in my life. And so that was my return to faith. And I believe that this mission to Honduras was God reinforcing it, because as I was told that I was to testify, I had to reflect on my whole life, and what I saw was just how much God had been at work in it. And I don't feel like talking about it, but it's to say that without God, I would probably be in a very bad place, and it is only by his grace that I am here and well. And so that was God's blessing to me, the prison once again, because I was able to testify and not only share with others, but remind myself of just how faithful God was and how good he was. And if that wasn't enough, I was further blessed at the prison. While we were, after the testimonies, we handed out bags of goods to all the prisoners. And one of them, as he was getting the things, he said to me in English, "Nice story, James." And I found that very personally meaningful. And then afterwards, after we had finished, he came up to me again and hugged me. And then he asked for me to write down the two verses about grace that I had mentioned in my testimony, 2 Corinthians 12:9 and Ephesians 2:8-9. And that was really good to feel, because a part of me throughout the whole trip was somewhat skeptical of how meaningful our work was, or because like you tell the VBS story to the kids and you don't know how receptive they are. But with that prisoner, as I wrote down the verses in his copy of the New Testament that we had given him, I could see very well and clear concrete impact that I had made. And I was very blessed to see that. And as we were leaving the prison, another prisoner, he said to me in English again, "My friend, God bless you." And I repeated the same thing back in Spanish, "Mi amigo, Dios le bendiga." And so that was a very good blessing. And I could feel and I could see God's spirit at work in not just the prison, but the whole trip. And I am still thankful for it.
James 主要讲就是整个 whole trip， 那么他也是很受祝福的。那么在监狱里边呢，那个 James 做了个见证，见证呢很感人，很多人都那个感动的流下了眼泪。那最后我们见证完了，把那些生活用品都发完之后呢，有两个人，第一个人呢跟他讲，让他把那个哥林多后书12:9是这样的，那他写的他那个圣经里边，哥林多后书12:9就是 他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力庇护我。因为这段经文在我们去洪都拉斯前两周，从这时候开始一直反复在这个，就是说在詹姆斯的这个脑子里边，就是说对他形成一种鼓励吧。所以他在整个监狱的见证就是讲到，发生在他小时候，他爸爸过世，后来他妈妈，又得癌症，完了他自己受到学校的孤立，就是说他那个痛恨那个，就是孤立他的孩子们，和他们发生争执，对抗，最后他认识到这些都是罪，应该就是像基督赦免我们一样，赦免他们，接纳他们。所以整个故事从很 detail 的那种痛苦的经历，到他今天能够真正被主的爱所拥抱所得着，整个对他来说是一个很 blessed 的 things。 我们整个刚才是谁提到说那个 food poison， 这个词有点重啊，不能说 food poison。 我解释一下，因为呢在山上我们有一个去年吃的是红烧猪肉，那猪肉是那个就是说放养的，所以它会吃山上各种各样的草，也可能某些草，草呢和平常我们山下草不一样，所以呢去年有三个拉肚，当天晚上就拉得稀里哗啦的。那么今年呢虽然没有红烧肉，但是说他们有一天中午只拿那个猪肉做的汤，所以我们的孩子们呢胃肠道是平常太干净太纯洁了，所以可能里面还有类似东西，所以呢我们有穆林 Michael， 穆林不成，穆林 Jason， 就是吕华的儿子，还有那个还有 Hannah， 还有他们提这里边有一个小 David， 有四个 youth 呢有一些轻微的拉肚，所以吃上药就是说基本上就好了。这些都是一些小小的挑战吧。我们明年的话就是猪肉汤我们也不能喝了，对吧？好，这是那个youth 他们基本的一些大概的经历。所以说不管他们年龄多么小，在监狱里边的施工震撼到每一个孩子，当然我们大人更震撼，大人更震撼。他们也感受到当地孩子的那种喜悦，就像汉娜所分享到的，他们会跟你不断的笑，于是汉娜分享说他在参观这个，就是我们访问家庭的时候，他就设想如果他要生活在那样一个环境当中，又黑又小又热的房间里面会是一种什么样的感受，知道吧？所以我们就是说通过这种亲身的经历，将心比心的时候，我们会更加的感恩，更加的感受到神对我们的祝福，方方面面的祝福。今天因为网络问题，我到现在不知道教会还可能是听不见，那随后大家只能听录音了，所以我们有录音。好，那个我们下个星期应该有实体分享的话会比较会好一点。下个星期我们大人会轮流分享。那时间就交给潘弟兄。麦克风没开的，
潘弟兄，你没有 unmute。
OK。刚才你们听到了有 echo。OK。刚才你们听到了八位青少年在洪都拉斯，所做的事情。是他们的经历，我猜这个经历在他们一生当中都会记得。他们最大的感受是什么？他觉得当地的洪都拉斯的人，特别是小孩子，很开心。虽然他们什么都没有，但是他很开心，面上有笑容。还有就是他们去探访那个监狱的时候，他们很震撼，看到的是监狱。住的人， 他们的话语，但是这个是看到神对人的爱，福音是传给他们啊，这是对他们的一个很大的影响。